Now, if you're a fan of the Bard with the Beard, you'll be pleased to hear that the world's first full-scale temporary replica of the famous Globe Theatre is popping up in Sydney until November this year. It's promising to bring an epic festival of Shakespeare unlike anything that Sydney's seen before. And to tell us a little bit more about the pop-up Globe and its season here in Sydney, we're joined on the line now by Dr. Miles Gregory. He's the creator and artistic director of the pop-up Globe. Gregory, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good morning. Yes, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
So for those of us who might not know so much about it, could you tell us a bit about the history of the original Globe Theatre and its importance to Shakespeare and his plays?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So the first Globe Theatre was built in 1599 on the bank of the River Thames in London. And a young playwright wrote plays for that theatre. His name, of course, William Shakespeare. That first Globe, though, burned down in 1613. And Shakespeare and his company immediately rebuilt the theatre, and 12 months later, in 1614, a spectacular new theatre was built, using all the knowledge that Shakespeare and his colleagues had gained over 14 years of performance at the first Globe. And that second Globe Theatre stood from 1614 right through till the start of the English Civil War in 1642, when it closed and then was demolished, sadly, in 1644 to make way for cheap apartments. Perhaps a lesson for all of us there.
And I imagine that building a temporary full-scale replica of the Globe is no mean feat. What was actually involved in constructing the pop-up Globe?
Well, pop-up Globe is a dimensionally accurate reconstruction of that second Globe Theatre. And it's built out of very honest materials, plywood, you know, scaffolding, corrugated iron. What's important about the building is that it replicates exactly the dimensions of the theatre, and because that theatre is a circular theatre, it's donut-shaped, three stories high. There's a stage that takes up half the space in the interior, half of that sort of interior circle, and it's actually open to the elements in front of the stage. The stage itself is covered, so half the theatre is covered, and the audience members who sit in the donut are covered. But in front of the stage, over 300 people can stand in the yard. They're known as groundlings. And they watch the play from there. So those people are within inches of the action. It's a very special space to watch Shakespeare because Shakespeare knew very well that the theatre he was writing for. And his plays have an extra significance and can be more easily understood and indeed are extremely enjoyable when watched in this configuration. And that's really because it's more like being at a boxing match or a sporting event, not sitting in the dark in a conventional theatre. In fact, the audience are lit during the show, so everyone can see each other, the actors can see the audience, and as you can imagine, there's a very lively atmosphere.
And I know when they built the original Globe, building standards weren't necessarily a thing. I know they tried to replicate the Globe in London at one point, and they couldn't have a thatched roof because it was all going to burn down. Did you guys come up against any issues like that?
Well, the Globe in London, the reconstruction of, that's a reconstruction of the first Globe Theatre, and Pop-Up Globe is, of course, a reconstruction of the second. And the Globe in London does actually, they managed to get a thatch roof with sprinklers. It took them a long time to get it through the fire authority. The second Globe was built with a tiled roof. It was the thatch roof of the first Globe back in 1613 that caught fire when a cannon went off during a performance deliberately and a piece of the burning wadding stuck in the thatch of the theatre. And the 2,000 or so spectators escaped. And amazingly, no one was injured except for one man, whose the seat of his trousers caught fire, and it was put out with a bottle of ale.
Oh, no!
yes, extraordinarily. So, we obviously exceed, comply. We comply or exceed with all codes. It's an extremely safe building, seismically and in every respect, but it's a very simple building. The only electricity we have in the building is for the static lighting that we have. And unlike many theatres, which have a huge lighting control panel, we have an on-off switch, which makes the focus really on the performance, not on the technical wizardry. That said, we use a lot of technical wizardry, but it's the technical stuff from 1614. So to make thunder, we have a 15-metre-long trough in the ceiling of the theatre, and we roll concrete cannonballs down it.
Oh, wow.
This incredibly resonant effect. And central lightning, we use lightning sheets. We use a lot of stage blood, dozens of litres of stage blood every season. Spectacular fights. We're about that spectacle mixed with high emotion.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. What are some of the plays that are going to be performed during the Sydney season? What can we go down and see?
Oh, well, look, there's an embarrassment of riches. We have Macbeth, the bloody dark tragedy. We use a lot of blood in Macbeth. The Comedy of Errors, which is a really silly, fun farce. So if people want to have a good belly laugh, you know, the Comedy of Errors is a very funny play. Two sets of twins separated at birth meet together on the same day without realizing. Obviously, chaos ensues. we have a Midsummer Night's Dream, probably one of Shakespeare's most famous comedies. This production incorporates elements of Māori folklore. The Māori, of course, the indigenous people of New Zealand, where our company is based. And finally, The Merchant of Venice, famous for that pound of flesh that Shylock wishes to extract from Antonio. So there's a good mix of plays, a tragedy, a more complicated play or more challenging play in The Merchant of Venice, and then two very funny comedies.
Sounds like it's going to be...
I think it's worth noting, it is. And all of those productions just run at 2.25 hours long. They're not sort of dry, dusty, four-hour Shakespeare. They're punchy and short and brilliantly performed.
It does sound like it's going to be a lot of fun. Miles, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, great fun talking to you. Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Miles Gregory, creator and artistic director of the Pop-Up Globe. It has popped up here in Sydney. We'll get the links for you up on the podcast.